guess what day it is.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. Wednesday.
It's Best of Elves Podcast.
That's like the coolest thing I ever heard.
Hello, everybody. Your boy Pastor Adams here. If you hear vacuuming going on in the background, that's because that's what's happening. I said, hey, I'm about to do my podcast. And they're like, cleaning crew's like, cool, we're just going to continue living our lives vacuuming until we can't vacuum anymore. And I'm like, so anyways, been a crazy week. Not crazy, just busy. been decorating the stage at church. I have 10 trees up. I'm down one. I had 11 trees up last year. And I was actually planning on only 9 this year, but then I had to buy a replacement. And then in order to get a better deal, I had to throw in, I bought another one with it. It's a whole thing. So now we have 10. And if I'm being honest, I feel like I could use another 4 or 5. I could put up there. It looks like there's a forest, but I like that about it. So over the past couple days, I've been putting the trees up, fluffing them or shaping them, you might call it, putting the lights on, you know, positioning things, get wrapped gift looking boxes below it, all that stuff. But I found something interesting. So I had my wife come and help me yesterday put the lights on these trees, and we did the right side of the stage. And I only use white lights, by the way. I know some people like all different colors, maybe two. I was even thinking maybe putting 2 colors up, maybe like a red this year with the white. But I was like, I like the classic just white look. So I get the whole right side of the stage done. Looks good. Go to put the left, start on the left side, and the white lights that I have look pretty yellow. It's like it's still white, but it's definitely tinted yellow. It's a weird, and I remember having this issue last year. So I did the back trees and the yellowish, and the ones up front more in the white. So this year, though, I mean, I already put up the lights on 6 trees on the right. And I was like, ugh, I don't want to take it all down. So I went and bought some more bright white ones, and I still had a bunch of the yellowish ones. So I did all the trees on the left in the yellow, and it looked darker. It looked weird. So I bought new white lights that were the warm white, the good bright ones. And then I put those on with the yellow ones, and then I put the leftover yellow ones on with the trees with the bright white. It adds dimension. It's gorgeous. Beautiful. Ugh, got to do that from now on. I'm writing a little note to myself. Note to self. Both the yellow and the whites together. Magic. It equals magic. So I don't know what you'd call it, the frustration that I was like, oh man, I'm going to have to take all this down, turned out into be something gorgeous. So 10 trees down, still have one more to do, and that's at my own house. And I will get to that tomorrow as I smoke the turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. Because that's right, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. As we all know, I hope we're all aware of that. I hope Thanksgiving didn't just pop up and scare. What? Thanksgiving is tomorrow? That'd be pretty crazy. So anyways, with that being Thanksgiving, you know, naturally you'd think, oh, here's Pastor Adams' devotional where he tells us to be thankful and blah, 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 all that. Now, I would say that's a good message. That's always a good one. Always relevant to our lives to be thankful. But I wanted to do something a little different. And I wanted to discuss the holiday season through kind of the lens of people who get stressed out, get filled with anxiety. So for instance, my daughter, like, she loves Christmas. But the closer we get, she gets a little more anxiety, gets a little off, right? And it's kind of frustrating for her, for us, but for her too, because she likes it. And I was thinking of all this yesterday as I was untangling some Christmas tree lights. So this is the way I was like, I got a whole message just from, you know, untangling the Christmas tree lights. So we're gonna jump into it like that. So we're going to discuss lots of things, and it's going to be a little different than just a let's give Thanksgiving message. So as we approach Thanksgiving, it is a season that we give thanks. So we should do that. We should definitely do that. As well as, you know, we should reflect on God's blessings and enjoy the company of loved ones. But like I said, for many, the season can feel more like a time of stress and anxiety than gratitude and joy. So, and with Christmas just around the corner, there's often, you know, a sense of overwhelming pressure. You have shopping lists you gotta buy for all these people. You gotta get all these things done. You gotta complete those lists. You gotta prepare meals and gatherings that you can attend. You know, Christmas parties, cookie exchanges, all that. Everything in between. And you might find yourself wondering how you're going to keep up with all this. You know, like you just feel like you're drowning. I felt that way in the church world here. There's so much that goes into the Christmas season. I'm like, I feel like I have a mountain of things to get it, you know, weighing on me. So I was thinking as I was doing the trees that in many ways, the stress is kind of like untangling Christmas lights. You know what I mean? You get those lights, they're tossed in a box or a container, whatever it is, after last year's holiday season, because you're done. You just throw it in there. I'll deal with it next year. Only to be pulled out with, you know, like you pull it out, there's a knot of wires, bulbs, and lots of frustration. Trying to untangle them can feel like a never-ending task. You twist, you pull, you try to free the strands, but the more you pull, the more tangled they become, and it's time-consuming. It's tedious. And at times, it's downright maddening. I know yesterday, towards the end of the day, I was finishing up some stuff. My wife had gone, and I was talking to myself, and I was like, are you serious? Like, I would try to put it on the tree. It's not catching, yet it would catch all the rest of the lights. I was getting frustrated. But here's the thing. When you finally manage to untangle all those lights, plug them in, you have something beautiful. The lights shine and it transforms the room or the house or whatever you're in into something warm and inviting. And the process may be hard, but the result is worth it. In the same way, the stress, anxiety we feel in the season can seem like a tangled mess, but with God's help, we can transform those feelings into something beautiful. So the Christmas season, we know, can bring emotions to the surface, joy, excitement, nostalgia, but it also brings stress, anxiety, and even the feelings of being overwhelmed. And there's often a pressure to make everything perfect. I know this, the perfect, you know, and I think like I want the stage to look perfect and gorgeous. You know, people may think they want the meal, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving meal to be perfect. You want to get the perfect gift. You want to have the perfect Christmas party or the perfect gathering of whatever it is. And it's easy to get lost in the busyness of those tasks and forget the true meaning of the season. But Jesus, however, invites us to lay down our burdens and rest in his peace. And he knows the weight we carry, and he's there to help us untangle the stress that we feel. So we're going to go to Matthew 11, 28 through 30, because it offers us a powerful reminder. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus understands the stresses of life, including those that accompany the holiday season. He offers us a place to rest, a place where we can find relief from our burdens that weigh us down. Like those Christmas lights, our worries may seem tangled and complicated, but Jesus is there to help us find peace amongst the chaos. So as we focus on Thanksgiving, which again is tomorrow, it's important to remember that gratitude has the power to transform our hearts, especially in times of stress. When we choose to focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we begin to see things in a new light. Even in the midst of the tangled mess, we can find reasons to be thankful. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 reminds us, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Now, the passage doesn't say give thanks only when everything is going smoothly, but give thanks in all circumstances. The act of gratitude doesn't require perfect conditions. It can be practiced even in the hardest moments. When you're feeling overwhelmed, just pause for a moment to recognize God's goodness, His faithfulness, and the blessings He's already provided. So maybe you're feeling like you're caught in a never-ending tangle of responsibilities and expectations. But if you take a step back and look at all that God has done for you, your family, your health, the beauty of the season, even the small moments that often go unnoticed, you can begin to untangle the stress by shifting your focus to thankfulness. And like untangling those Christmas lights, our stress and anxiety can eventually lead to something beautiful. With patience, persistence, and God's help, we can unravel those knots of our lives and find joy, peace, and purpose, even in the midst of chaos. Romans 8:28 gives us the assurance, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So even when we feel overwhelmed, God is at work. We know this. He's helping us grow, refining our character, and creating something beautiful out of the mess. Just as Christmas lights bring beauty to our homes, God is working in us to bring light to the world through our lives. So then, going on through all this, you may be thinking, that sounds good, but when I'm in the midst of this stress and anxiety and feel overwhelmed, how do I do this? So how do you turn the stress of the season into something beautiful? Here's some practical suggestions. All right. So number one, take time for quiet moments. So just as you're untangling lights, doing that requires patience and time, so does finding peace. Take your moments throughout the day to stop, pray, and invite God's peace into your heart. Even 5 minutes of stillness can be a refreshing reset. Number two, practice gratitude. So no matter how small, find something to thank God for every day. Keep a gratitude journal, which, just by the way, there's like this new gratitude thing that people, like the younger people, are talking about, and they gratitude journal, but it's not focused on God, and it's real lame, and I don't like it, and it's pretty douchey. So that's not what I'm talking about. The gratitude journal I'm talking about is like simply speak your thanks aloud to God. This kind of helps shift your focus from stress to blessings. So the gratitude journal, gratitude to God, not the universe, which people are doing nowadays, which is ridiculous. Number three, seek God's strength. When you feel overwhelmed, remind yourself that you're not alone. God is with you in every stressful moment, and He'll help you untangle the messes of life. And number four, simplify where you can. Sometimes we create unnecessary pressure by trying to do everything perfectly. I totally understand that. Reflect on what really matters: connection, love, and the joy of the season. And simplify all the other areas where possible. Just like when I was talking about the stage, I want it to look perfect and all that. And I have lots of ideas. Hey, what if we put this up there? What if I do this? What if and then I have to tell myself, no, we're just going to simplify this and make it look good and elegant. It doesn't have to have all the bells and whistles that you can come up with in your brain. And so then that actually alleviates some of the stress of getting things done, because I'm going to focus on a few things very well rather than a million things that probably can get out of hand. So yeah, that's the thing. The whole message comes from just looking at tangled Christmas tree lights and thinking about this. I feel this way sometimes. I feel like a lot of stress and pressure to get things done and for the holiday season and all the tasks that have to get done. And you have to just reset, focus on gratitude, focus on peace and laying your burdens down into at the feet of Jesus. So, yeah, that's what I have for you today. Hopefully you got something out of it. If you did, please share this with friends and family and neighbors and coworkers and anybody you can think of, and it would be great. So you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and I will see you next Wednesday. We'll be right back.